Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
But I don't want to be a pirate! Oh!
Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
It's more for time!
Will you shut up?
I'm a fucking artist. I'm sensitive as shit. We'll do it live.
This is a big one. I'm coming to join you, honey.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Yep. Yep.
Do you like a jelly baby?
No! No!
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez. And before I go to you, this is a weekly pop cultural nostalgia podcast. And who might you be?
I am Alex Mitchell. Bit of a sore throat here, but
it's
powering through.
It's April.
Everyone's getting sick.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like everyone's always getting sick.
No, but I feel like...
And we always true. Use that excuse like, people are getting sick this season.
That means I'm getting sick.
It's like, everyone...
Have you ever noticed no one likes to just say, I'm getting sick? Like, it's like, everyone's getting sick.
It's going around.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like, it's always going around. It just doesn't hit you. But today's a wrestling episode.
Yes, it is.
We haven't done one of these in a while. Might as well, I guess. All right, so I guess we'll go into today's episode. Is it wrestling? It's a spotlight on a certain wrestler. You saw the title. You know who it is.
Yeah.
So
we don't need to keep kind of building up.
We got to drum up the hype while they're listening. So today's episode is about a wrestler who's been in our childhoods, a generation before, and even today. So he's spanned multiple generations. He's from a wrestling dynasty. Today's episode is on Goldust. Music. And here we go. Okay, so Goldust, Dustin Rhodes, right?
Yeah. Dustin Runnels, actually. That's their real last
name.
Don't
give me this smark talk.
I mean, that's what it is. He did go by Dustin Rhodes during an early WCW run,
as opposed to his father Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
Yeah,
son of the American Dream, which makes him the grandson of a plumber.
So what's the history behind Dustin Robles or whatever you said?
Runnels.
Reynolds.
Yeah, Reynolds. So he was born in 1969. He's basically wrestled in a ton of different wrestling federations. So obviously the big ones are WWE and WCW, which is now...
Wait, he was in WCW?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's where he did the whole Dustin Rhodes thing. And the thing there was that... He kind of had to leave because it's the burden of nepotism kind of being on him. Because Dusty Rhodes was booking the show at the time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
it was he didn't want to be known as you're only here because your father.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
So he kind of just had a regular kind of straight face gimmick. It was, it wasn't polka dots and dancing.
Was he he wasn't even like his dad?
No.
He was just a typical underwear wrestler.
Yeah, essentially. And, he had good work. He actually had a 5-star match in WCW in War Games, I think. When it was one of those big gimmick
matches.
Where
he fought Matthew Broderick, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Matthew Broderick, Project X, running around with monkeys.
Wait, what?
You ever seen Project X?
No.
Not the new Project X, but the old Project X.
Oh, no, I have not.
Yeah. But obviously the big ones are, WWE, WCW, he was at All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. United States Wrestling Association of Memphis, Hustle and TNA, and then a bunch of other indie promos.
That's pretty admirable with him, by the way, to leave WCW because, it would have been the easy road if he just stayed there and was just my dad's going to continue booking me or whatever. But to actually just leave and be like, I want to like do my own thing.
That, yeah,
I mean that's pretty cool.
I mean, in a time where like you don't, because we don't really have like a lot of second generation wrestlers at this point.
It seems rarer, right?
Yeah. So like, when you have that going on, that's got to be kind of tough. I mean, even still, even if you're like the son or grandson of like a wrestler,
yeah,
you still have that stigma of being like someone who's kind of already had your foot in the door, essentially.
Yeah.
And it kind of sucks, to be honest, for those people. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically, he had his WCW run, and like we said, he left to WWE.
Yeah.
To kind of...
F at the time,
yes. To kind of, I guess, rebuild his image, and...
rebuild it, he did.
Yeah, some gold dust. What's your take on... what's your familiarity with this guy?
I've known Goldust was one of the wrestlers I've known since I started watching wrestling when I was little.
Okay.
You know, there was The Undertaker, Goldust, Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah.
Like these.
So this is like before
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. This is before the Attitude Era. Then.
Yeah. These,
which is weird. A lot of people think that Goldust was like right, like debuted right there. Like he's he's early on. So.
Yeah. Like Goldust was because of his appearance, he stood out.
Oh yeah.
And like I always remembered there being a Goldust. I had a few action figures. I don't anymore.
Okay.
But I had a few. I had the standard original looking Goldust.
Mm-hmm.
I had.
Did that have a wig on it?
Yes, it did. It had a removable wig.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. And I'd always put it on Stone Cold for some reason.
Studying Steve Austin.
I had that one, the secondary Goldust look. And then there was another one. It might have been a sweating action figure.
That's gross that they did that. I know what you're talking about.
I had an Undertaker one for sure.
Yeah.
And you pump it with water and then the figure sweats. That's weird. They also had bone crunching action ones. But yeah, there was always that. I mean, Goldust was... He was interesting. Like, you looked at him and I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I liked Goldust. I thought he was pretty cool. It's
were you aware of how like perverted the kind of
no not at the time. I just thought he was like a goofy guy.
Okay.
With long blonde hair.
Yeah. He's supposed to be like an Oscar, right? Like an Oscar statue.
Is he?
That's what I've had some friends tell me.
I've heard he's supposed to be an alien, like.
Yeah, okay.
I've been so out of the loop for so long that I don't really know his legend anymore.
Yeah, I don't think he's there's no legend to him. He's just a...
There's no, like, story.
He's just a weird guy that... He's an actor. I know that much. So he's an actor, I think.
Yeah, I mean... I think what's interesting, though, because I just had to look up stuff on Goldust.
Yeah.
Who his first match at the WWF was against.
No.
And it made me smile so much.
Okay.
Do you know who it is?
No.
So he debuted, I forgot what year it was, but he debuted and like, there was,
95, I think.
Okay, so there was like, stuff on the, you know, he did his promo or whatever and his, that thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he comes out and you know who he's going against?
No.
The greatest wrestler,
okay. You know what? I looked
in history.
You know what? I'm stupid because I looked this video up last night and I watched him.
Marty Jannetty.
That's amazing.
Based Marty the Rocker Jannetty.
Damn it.
I was like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening.
This is ridiculous. So yeah, I do love his original entrance, which is like, you see like, well, they, I don't know if this was at the time, but I know now what they do is they slow the frame rate down to around like 28 frames per second, just
really?
To kind of like simulate like a movie kind of look, I guess, compared to like the normal frames they use. And then so you see like the glitter coming down from the top of the thing.
Yeah
he comes out in the robe and the wig and all that. It's and there's a lot of like grandeur to it that like a lot of other wrestlers don't, even at that time, I think, didn't really have. But nowadays, if you look at that, he really stands out compared to everyone else. And I think that's cool that he's got that going for him. But his character was kind of like this weird, like depraved. I think he was initially just supposed to be gay, actually.
Because, really?
Like, yeah. And I'm reading that, like, it was supposed to be, like, because, like, at the time, so this is, like, the early 90s. This is, like, after the whole, like, big scare of all...
HIV scare.
Yeah. So I guess like there was a lot of like rampant like homophobia going on in, you know, in the US. So I guess that makes this character kind of like, obviously this was a bad guy type character. Like, was he? He was, actually, really? Yeah.
Oh, so he was actually bad.
But that's what I'm reading, yeah. It's like, he was like, supposed to creep out and, yeah, use, like, lewd tactics and all that to kind of, like...
See, which is weird, because when I was little, he didn't come off as bad to me, at least. He came off as just, like, a weird character.
Yeah. Like, you know what? That's the thing. Like, I noticed, like, I think we had this conversation a while back, which is, like, when you're a kid, you don't look at things the way adults look at things.
Yeah, because a lot of little kids like bad characters, but they don't like them because they're evil or bad.
They like them because they're interesting.
Or they see them as, like, that's cool. Like, because when I was little, it's like, yeah, there'd be tons of bad guy characters I thought were great.
Yeah.
But you look at them now, you're like, man, that... What?
Like, I wasn't afraid of Lord Zedd. I thought he looked awesome. Yeah. I was like, all right, this guy's cool.
A dude with his skin ripped off.
Yeah. And brains are showing.
Scary. But yeah, that's interesting. I mean, you could say it's like a play on that old Mexican wrestling thing. Exotico.
Yeah,
like it's a play on Exotico. Yeah. It's a play on like
the Gorgeous Georges, I guess. And he does seem like a bit of a throwback.
It's like an exaggeration that, but yeah. It really does have like a flair of the Exotico thing though.
Yeah.
Because as opposed to like Gorgeous George or whatever, the Exotico thing, it's like it really played up sexuality to a point where it was like you didn't know exactly what you were getting into.
Gorgeous George was just like a guy that really cared about
a pretty
about
dude.
Yeah.
A pretty dude.
And he made you hate him for it.
Goldust to me, seemed like agender. Like
there's a bit of like what's the word? Like ambiguity to him.
Like yeah. Well, and that's why, like, I kind of thought, like, the whole, like, I brought up the alien thing. I thought it was like a cosmic guy. But yeah. I guess his brother is more of the cosmic guy now.
Yeah, which we'll probably get into that in a bit.
We'll get into Stardust.
Yeah. So he was nicknamed the Bizarre One, and that nickname is actually still used.
Yeah.
To this day, I kind of like that. That's preserved throughout the times and all that. So yeah, in your house for pay-per-view. Back then, everything was in your house, I guess.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you don't got to be there. It's in your house. It's actually in your... There's a...
You know what? That makes sense, actually.
My brothers used to have, like, tons of wrestling magazines from back in the day. Like, the old WWF magazine. It was pretty much like Tiger Beat, basically.
Okay.
There's tons of pinups and stuff, but of the male wrestlers and shit like that. And it was an industry magazine. I used to read all their back issues. There's actually an ad for one of their events, and it is a TV, and the wrestlers are bursting out of the TV, literally into your house.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's kind of interesting.
I mean, Raw was kind of a thing at that point, but it wasn't...
I think Raw just started.
Yeah. So, Monday Night Raw.
But honestly. Raw wasn't war yet.
No, Raw was not war. Raw would soon be war, though. So then he feuded with Razor Ramon, and then, you know... Yeah, all these things happened. I guess Razor got suspended, and then that's when... this is around the time when Marlena debuted, actually. So, do you remember Marlena at all?
No.
Okay, so that was his actual wife at the time.
Oh.
But she was like this girl. She was kind of like James Bond, a bit like Golden Girl kind of thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and...
she was a Bond girl?
Essentially, yeah. Okay. Like, it was valet... So yeah, this is when Piper came back and they were like doing the whole Hollywood backlot stuff.
Rest in peace, Piper.
Yes, a lot of dead guys.
Everyone, you can just keep listing people who aren't around anymore.
So I guess after that, he made his return to WCW.
Oh wait, what?
Yeah, he made a bunch of. Okay, I looked up like because I was like reading through his Wikipedia page. I think it's like, oh, his like sixth return to WWE. I'm like, oh, okay.
I had no idea he went back to WCW.
He left and went.
As Goldust?
No. This is when he kind of did like, he was kind of doing like film vignettes now. So like, he was kind of going for like, was Seven. This character was called Seven.
Wait, what?
And it was spelled the way that movie
he is. He had a different character?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, we're going to get into that.
What?
Too. So yeah, he was in full makeup, standing outside a child's bedroom window in these vignettes, and allegedly this was supposed to have been based on the Strangers from Dark City, actually.
Yeah. See, you know what? Well, I probably don't remember because
you weren't really watching.
No, I was, but here's the thing: I don't remember him because I don't know what he looked like without the makeup, and also it's like...
Well, he had makeup on.
No, but that's the thing. Did he look like Goldust?
I don't know.
Probably not. And so that's probably why.
They dropped this gimmick really quickly because a lot of people thought this was like a pedophile.
It also sounds like a really horrible version of Raven. You know, he'd always have those...
The flock.
You know, he'd have those narrations where he'd be on like a...
Just be chilling.
He'd be on a tiny slide in a playground. Yeah. And it'd be so embarrassing.
I dig Raven to some extent.
With his jean shorts?
Yeah. I don't like him with the weird, like, dreadlocks or whatever. So, yeah. I guess this is when WCW was getting really weird when they wanted to, like, break down all, like, their... They were, like, killing kayfabe, essentially.
Is this the Russo era?
I believe around that time, yeah. Oh, okay. So it's like, oh, he takes off his like, costume, and then he said, I'm the son of Dusty Rhodes and all that, and, you know, he started wrestling as, like, the American Nightmare. It's like,
okay. As opposed to the American Dream.
Yeah. Then AOL bought out his contract in 2001.
Wait. Excuse me?
AOL Time Warner, sorry.
They bought out his contract?
They bought out, like, a ton of people because they didn't want to keep hiring people. Like, because this is when, I guess, they owned WCW after, like, a...
Wait, Turner sold to...
Time Warner, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And then Vince bought it later, I think. I'm not sure.
Because
yeah.
TNT and TBS ended up being owned by Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
So then he went back to WWF. Goldust again. And then this is around the time when he started, like, teaming up with Booker T.
Okay. So this era of Goldust is...
Is this your era of Goldust?
Technically it is. Well, no. Okay. I have 2 years of Goldust. I have childhood era of Goldust when I was really little.
Yeah.
When he was just, like, the goofy guy with who wore robes and had the long wig. Now, during middle school to high school is this second era of Goldust.
Okay.
When the Booker T tag team with him was... It's probably the last tag team I really remember in wrestling.
Okay.
Simply because of how bizarre it was.
It was weird. And it's not just weird because it's a black guy and, like, a dude in covered in
also
pain.
Booker T is playing the straight man now.
Yeah.
Instead of because usually he would be like the crazy and wild one.
Yeah.
But now you have Goldust playing off him. But this was also the time when Goldust was doing something very weird, because he got electrocuted.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that episode of SmackDown when it happened. Because initially it was normal Goldust.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Booker T, it was still weird, but then he got electrocuted. I remember watching this.
Yeah, Batista and Orton, I'm reading, did this.
And then, I don't know what the fuck happened, but it became bizarre. Like, I looked forward to watching these tag teams, not because I liked the wrestling or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but because it was just weird. Like, it wasn't, like, perverted. It wasn't anything like that. Like, you know, they were going for
Let's just come out and say that Goldust basically had a weird stutter, and he was like, he was wacky.
He would, like, go, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, like,
rah.
And yeah, like, he had Tourette's. And it was
really... It's weird and shitty that we're making fun of this, it was legitimately funny.
I'm not making fun of it. To me, it was really strange because I was used to Booker T being a certain way. And seeing Booker T's reactions to this was just... It was never him laughing or making fun of him. It was always like a, what the fuck is going on sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it was this really strange, like, entertainment going on. And it seemed like other wrestlers did not know how to play off on it, which was...
Because you could always see them laughing when they're interacting.
Either they're laughing or they're like, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because
here's my thing. Yeah. My take on this is that, like, around this time, you had, like, all these new wrestlers coming in because WCW's dead, essentially.
They were doing a lot of weird shit at the time.
Oh, this is when wrestling was getting, like, actually weird. A lot of people have fond memories of this era, too, because, like, a lot of them didn't really watch during the Monday Night Wars and all that. Yeah. So they have these memories of all these wrestlers being in one place.
See,
you know?
To me, that era was the train wreck era where I'm slowly seeing, like, everything go insane.
Oh, and this is when okay, and just to give you more context, this is around the time when The Rock was in movies now.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it was that era, like, Stone Cold's not really wrestling anymore.
No. Shawn Michaels is out, pretty much.
Yeah, and, like, he appears every now and then. But the Boogeyman's a thing. It was that time where I'm just like, I was watching out of dedication, where it's I've been watching for years, I might as well watch anyway. What ended it for me, and it's, I know that it's really what happened, is that the Booker Goldust thing ended, and Booker became a king. Undertaker was a fucking biker.
That was around this time, yeah.
Yeah, and the King Booker thing was just like, I don't know what this wrestling thing is anymore. What the hell is happening? Like, Undertaker being a biker was also a big part of it, like, because I don't think I've ever hated a gimmick more than that, because it's like,
I know some people like it.
They do.
Yeah.
They really love it, but to me it was,
because like, to them it's like, it reminds, because he was essentially just being an asshole, like, big biker.
But he's the dead man. It's like,
yeah.
Now he's a biker, and he's, and to be honest, he's never really became the dead man again. And people are like, you know, he's the, how the Undertaker, it's like, no, he's not like a walking dead dude anymore. Now he's like a, he's like an Undertaker from the Old West.
Yeah, and,
which I don't like.
And he wears MMA gloves.
Yeah, I don't like the Undertaker, and it's not an Undertaker episode, but I don't like the Undertaker that's an Old West Undertaker. Yeah. I like the purple gloved Undertaker.
You like Ministry, like the leader of a cult kind of.
Yeah, like, I like evil Undertaker from hell, sort of.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
But Goldust, during this era.
So, no, what I was saying though is that you had all these wrestlers here, and a lot of them were just kind of like wrestlers. They weren't really entertainers.
That was around the time that started, where,
like, again, this is your criticism of it now, which is, it's literally just guys in underwear.
Yeah, Randy Orton started showing up. And see, here's the thing. That this era
of, Cena's about to show up too.
Oh yeah, he did. Oh god, when we do our Cena episode, there'll be some stories.
There's a lot of weird stories about Cena.
Here's the thing with this era, though. While you had, like, yeah, the underwear wrestlers starting to become prominent, it was also the death knell of like gimmick wrestlers, because this is the point when they started introducing tons of weird, strange gimmicks.
Yeah,
and it was almost like, it was the last gasp of air for that, because you had the character Ronnie.
Who?
Bischoff's nephew.
Oh, no, it's Eugene. A mentally retarded guy.
Yes.
Although he was pretty over, I think. People actually liked him.
They did, until they started abusing the character and it became kind of fucked up.
Oh.
Well, it was fucked up through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like,
wrestling's fucked up.
No, but this at this point, they were interesting. Tons of weird gimmicks like that.
Chavo's thing. Well, I think that was, no, that's a little bit later, but yeah, Chavo became a white guy.
Yeah. See, the gimmicks became less about fun and more about, not even shock. It was just like, let's just fucking do whatever. And then at the same time, you had all these, because all those gimmicks were turning people off because they weren't fun gimmicks, people were like, oh, that Randy Orton fella and that Bautista guy.
I mean, people liked them because they were, I guess, good at wrestling or whatever. Well, no, but they were interesting to watch.
And that's the thing. They weren't embarrassing gimmicks.
Yeah.
And people were like, this is, yeah, I like this Bautista fella who's, yeah, like 8 feet tall.
And he's not a weird, like, I don't know, like, whatever.
Yeah, and then John Cena shows up and it's like, that was weird. That's when he was still doing his rap thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's a rapper.
So, I guess what I'm saying here is that Goldust stands out now because he's the guy that actually knows how to pull this off.
Goldust, at least during that era, was, I would say, the only one who had a gimmick that still worked, even though he was doing his weird tics and stuff.
He would also do shit like the artist formerly known as Goldust and all that, but yes. I think that was before this.
But, like, the thing about him, he's still one of the few wrestlers who still wears makeup and still carries it over well. I mean, you do have Sting. Well, he's retired now. Yeah. He officially retired. But it was interesting to see that through that era where the old gimmicked wrestlers were starting to strip away their gimmicks and become normal wrestlers, Goldust just didn't. In fact, he amped it up to a dude who got electrocuted.
There's only one point where he, like, became like a weird televangelist thing and took off all his makeup, but
I feel like every wrestler's gone through that.
Yeah. Where they try to be like
Kane,
I'm not doing my thing anymore.
For instance.
Yeah.
Is he still corporate?
No, he's Evil Kane. Oh, no, he's a good guy now.
Oh, okay. So he's good.
But he's, like, the demon now.
So, okay. One day we'll do a Kane episode and I'll understand all this. Yeah,
it won't make sense.
Do I think that whole Tourette's thing worked? No. It
was funny, though, for me.
As a child, when you don't understand how offensive and how kind of wrong that is, it's hilarious. But as you get older, you sort of realize, this is kind of fucked up.
Yeah. That being said, he did go on Howard Stern in character.
Yes, he did. And I remember that also because I listened to that.
Yeah.
And it was weird. And everyone in the studio at first was laughing at it, and then they kind of got confused towards the end.
I think because Artie Lang kept, like trying to put himself over in that interview also.
And it's very hard. Yeah, that's the thing a lot of wrestlers and people in general, but wrestlers mainly don't understand. It's kind of hard to when you're shooting a promo with Goldust or doing anything with Goldust. The dude has so much charisma and so much, like, you can't overshadow him at all. You can't put yourself over him.
The only time I could really say is, like, more recently when he was... Okay, so story time for, I guess, anyone. It was like, he came back in 2013, and this is interesting for me because when I just kind of started watching wrestling, but I wasn't watching week to week. I'd, like, read up on, you know, results and all, because I didn't really care. I wasn't really invested in it. The storyline was that his brother, Cody Rhodes, was fired by Triple H for losing to Randy Orton. So I read, oh, hey, Goldust is coming back and he's wrestling Randy Orton tonight. I'm like, okay, what's the deal here? It's like, oh, it's the main event. I'm like, all right, let me watch it.
By the way, Orton's from a dynasty too, right?
Yes. Bob Orton.
He died, right?
Cowboy Bob, no.
He's still alive? Okay.
Yeah, and his grandfather too.
Okay.
Bob Orton Sr.
So the Rhodes and the Ortons are two, like, big dynasties, then?
Yeah, I guess you could... Yeah, And they were in a stable called Legacy. And Ted DiBiase Jr. was in that, too. His gimmick was that he was, like, Young Money and all that.
He needs to become the Trillion Dollar Man.
The Trillion Dollar Man? I'm that much better.
Or the Billion Dollar Man, yeah. Alright.
Fired. If Goldust wins... Cody gets his job back.
Can I just say I hate those types of matches?
Yeah.
Because to me they're the biggest bullshit matches there are.
Okay, Goldust loses.
Okay.
But it was such a good match and I enjoyed watching so much. And the full match is on YouTube. And it was just so awesome to see, like, this old guy come back and, like, actually still have, like... He lost a ton of weight, by the way.
Okay, you know what's bizarre? I feel Goldust is aged in reverse.
Yeah. His wrestling has improved, like, dramatically. And it was just awesome to see. The crowd was super...
How old is he?
He's almost like... He's at least in his 50s, I think.
He looks better than he did in the 90s.
It's weird. Because he lost weight. And it's like, alright, like... It was just a good match. And because of that, I watched, like, next week. And then I'm watching, like...
So, are you telling me Goldust is what made you a fan of wrestling?
Not Goldust, like, specifically, but... That match kind of helped me start watching Raw week to week.
So just say it. Goldust got you into wrestling.
No, Daniel Bryan and CM Punk got me into wrestling.
That was later, though.
No, that was
before. Really?
Yeah. But this Goldust match helped me realize, like, okay, so they can actually put on good matches.
I feel like you don't want to actually say...
No, I'll say Goldust helped, but Brian...
I just want you to say Goldust got you into wrestling.
Yeah, Goldust got me into wrestling, but he's not the only guy to... You know. So...
Because it's a weird thing to say.
Yeah. Especially, like, this late in my life.
Goldust got me into wrestling.
But, So eventually, the Rhodes brothers return. They do a tag team.
Yeah, you know what's weird? I thought that Cody Rhodes was his son at first.
Yeah, no, because Dusty had, like, another wife. And
how old is Cody?
He's, like, 32, I think.
Like, there's a big gap there. And, like, I thought, like, okay, cool, this is Goldust's son. But no,
it's his brother.
Dusty Rhodes' daddy.
Yeah. And then eventually Cody went insane because he kept losing matches with Goldust, so he created this new, like...
Wait, oh, so that's why?
Yeah, because they were tag champs at one point, but then they kept losing to, like... And he's like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, I can't win anymore. So it's like, I'm going to find you a new tag partner. He gets in, like, different people throughout. Okay. And then it's like, no, I finally have the guy. And then it turns out it's Cody, but he's, like... painted up. He's got, like, a weird, like, latex suit on. He's
okay.
So he's Stardust now.
So I watched the first intro to Stardust, how it happened.
Yeah.
And, like, so Goldust comes out wherever, and then all of a sudden this dude walks up, but he's like facing the back, and it says Stardust on the back of his
Yeah.
And the announcers are like, "Huh? Who's this? What? Yeah. What's going on?" And then he turns around like, "What is that?" Like,
okay, yeah,
it's weird. The reaction.
I showed you the Wyatt family debuting, and they're beating down Kane, and it's like it's supposed to be like, "Oh fuck!" And it's like, and Jim Ross like, "Oh my god, Kane!" And it's like, but yeah, like. My favorite thing is like, oh, what's happening to Kane?
Yeah, what the hell? Who is the announcer who's doing that?
I think it's like Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler, and
where's the excitement?
JBL.
There's like, do these announcers not know how to play up excitement anymore?
Not really.
It's really weird. I was waiting for like, what is that? Oh my god! But instead, it was just like, ooh, hey, who's that right there?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, but then they feuded for a while.
And then he started wearing purple or something.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh, to me, my father's dead. And then he died.
I saw a clip of all three together, though. It was like they were backstage, and like he was like, you don't want to go down this path.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's when, I guess, like he said, you know, fuck you, Goldust. Fuck you, Dad. I'm done dealing with you guys. And then unfortunately, his dad died a month or two.
Are they united now? As like
no, not at all.
Really?
No,
they're still.
No, he's too busy trying to kill Stephen Amell, so he's not really.
Oh shit! He's trying to kill Green Arrow, isn't he?
Yeah,
that's weird. Is he really becoming a wrestler? Is that actually happening? I keep hearing that.
Mm-hmm. He's learning moves and shit.
So he's really becoming a wrestler.
Stephen Amell's 1-0.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, his show's not his anymore, so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's gonna.
We'll get into that.
He's gonna probably leave next season, and they're gonna rename.
She's gonna eventually start wrestling and overshadow.
My name is Felicity. I met a man named Green Arrow once.
Well, she's got a show.
But yeah, I mean, that's. I thought that they would be like tag team, but I mean, it kind of makes sense. He looks like Darth Maul now.
Oh yeah,
Goldust.
Yeah,
he's gone through a lot of makeup changes.
Oh, the one thing I didn't mention was his run at TNA. Where he became Black Reign, and
wow.
I don't really need to get into
it's weird. Every time I hear about something that happened at TNA, I'm just like completely surprised because
you're surprised it's not dead.
I had no idea like of all the stuff that happened there. Like, there's all these established wrestlers who were on there at one point, and it's like that's crazy that they did this. Like when I found out that that Sting became like the Joker at one point,
yeah,
I was like. Jeez, what the fuck was going on at TNA? And it's still around, right?
Yeah, it's not. It's I don't know.
It's limping.
It feels like it.
I mean, because the Billy Corgan's not part of it anymore, right?
No, he still is.
I thought he sold off his shares or something.
No, I think he's still part of it. No, he wanted to be a big part of it because he said it was gonna like transcend like gay rights and trans rights and all. I don't know how you're gonna do that.
Billy Corgan, every time he speaks. He tries to be really, really deep about everything he talks about.
Yeah.
He could be talking about a fruit roll-up and trying to make it, you know, the Reds, when you look at them, like, the way you see through them. And he talks in that very soft-spoken way, and it's like, Billy Corgan, it's a fruit roll-up. Stop it.
Goldust is still wrestling. He's still hilarious.
And he's better, he's saying? Like, his skills are a lot better?
Yeah. He's just great to watch.
He used to be, like, a typical brawler style. I did look at some clips and like he's fast as hell now.
Yeah,
which is weird considering like
I never considered him to be like a fast wrestler.
When I was young, he was like kind of like a chubby wrestler dude, who's always touching his nipples. Well, he rubbing his chest, just going, like
yeah.
And but see, to me, it wasn't sexual. It was something funny.
Yeah.
But I really like Goldust.
That's what this podcast is about.
No, I really do. I do like that he's, for the most part, stuck to his gimmick. It's less Hollywood now, though, because you look at a lot of his old promos from like the early days. There was like this sense. There's this weird one where he's like in the hills or something.
Yeah, the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, okay. And he's talking about stars aligned. Like he's talking to, and it's. I guess it's that whole Oscar approach, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, he evolved from that to being, like, sort of like a weird version of Ric Flair.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I love the giant golden, the giant blonde wig.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's hard for me not to like Goldust. even though he did that highly offensive thing in the 2000s.
Yeah.
It's interesting to look at it through a time capsule of, like,
this sometimes I think, like, you gotta, like, look at it at that time.
Well, you have to also look at the WWE at the time, what it became.
Yeah.
Because after the whole buyout of CW, they went into a rating slump.
Yeah.
So then it's like, we gotta do shit that's offensive. Vince has to say the N-word, which he did.
Yeah.
And
that was in, like, 2011 or 12. I have no idea how he got away with that, to be honest.
We gotta have Billy Gunn have, like, a gay wedding, but it turns out it's not gay.
That was kind of awesome, though.
Even though, fucking glad, though.
Oh, yeah. They were, like, going all in with that. And
because they're like, oh, wow, cool representation. And then it turns out,
oh, no, we're not gay.
Yeah. It became a whole mess. But there was
Eric Bischoff showing up, and that was pretty awesome.
There was a feeling at the WWE that because they were in a slump, they were trying to replicate the Attitude Era, but be way more offensive and more just, like,
It was trashier than, like, you'd ever think it was.
It became
It felt like a parody of what people, like, when people think of wrestling, like, they're talking about wrestling in the 90s, it feels like that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, it became worse. And then, so, like, Goldust, I mean, he updated, and I mean, the only good thing that I would say came of it was you got great interactions between him and Booker.
Yeah.
And the faces Booker made, they stick with me today. Just the look of, like, what the fuck are you talking about? So many moments where Booker would just walk away while Goldust is talking, and then Goldust would just start barking for no goddamn reason. Dude's really good at promos. His segments that he used to have back in the day were wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Dude knows how to talk to a camera. I have no idea how he is now. I've seen his makeup. He went through a flame style, and then he had the Darth Maul thing now. Mm-hmm. So that's his current thing.
Kind of. And he's changing it up now.
Oh, so he's about to change it or whatever?
He's changing it a little. Like,
I mean, and that's kind of cool that he constantly updates.
He paints all that shit himself.
I watched a bunch of videos of him painting his makeup.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, like, god damn it, this dude could have someone else do it, but no.
Yeah.
He does it on his own.
And this is a Goldust appreciation.
Is the Boogeyman back?
Nah. He comes back every now and then.
Because they updated the Boogeyman's... I hate the Boogeyman. I don't know why. I've always hated putting gummy worms in his mouth.
Those are real worms.
Oh, those aren't gummies?
No.
Oh, that's just gross then.
Yeah.
Okay. There's clearly love here for Goldust.
Yeah.
What
does the internet think of Goldust?
All right, so before we go to the internet, what does El Jefe think? You know, James, the leader, the
glorious sultan.
The poobah.
Yes.
Which we still haven't looked up what that means.
No.
We'll find that on our poobah episode. That'd be weird. Okay, so the WWE was trying to find its way in sports entertainment. Do we keep doing gimmicks, or do we hire guys named Chad who are buff dudes? So pre-Attitude Era, you got a mishmash of this. Goldust started out in creepy promos of a bygone actor who is coming to the WWE. Okay, so
yeah.
So there you go. He started out as an old-fashioned actor. Kind of character. His character was a take on the sexually charged, possibly homosexual characters that were used in the past, like Aiden Adonis and Gorgeous George. Goldust, however, was creepier. He wasn't your over-the-top flamboyant character, but was a sinister, dark-type man that challenged the hetero bravado that wrestlers were known for. I liked Goldust because he was a change in the status quo. Now this is the Goldust that I can speak of. I was long gone from the wrestling teat when he had Tourette's and lost what I once found great in the man. I respect the man, and how could you not? His father was the goddamn American dream.
Very, very true.
Yeah, all that pretty spot on. I do think it is interesting the whole Gorgeous George Adonis thing.
Yeah.
It definitely is a take on that. But taken to the extreme.
Yeah.
Which it almost goes into that that territory of Exotico. But that's a little more on the nose.
Yeah.
And it is interesting because he says that it's a sinister, dark type character.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, supposed to be creepy. But again, because I was so little, I didn't get that. You know, because it's just like, guy painted in gold wearing a wig.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just fun. But yeah, that totally makes sense. I feel like Golis is a wrestler you can't, like, not like. I mean, I
don't know anyone that said, oh, I fucking hate Golis.
It's when I remember when I did watch wrestling, like constantly, and I was really into it. There was no, like, you get those playground fights of, like, that wrestler sucks.
Yeah.
When it came to Goldust, everyone's reaction was pretty much like, yeah, I like him.
He's Goldust.
Or it's like, they laugh, Goldust.
Yeah.
But it was never like, fuck Goldust. So,
he doesn't incite hatred from
no, people, and really. It's
not now.
I think that's rare to find a wrestler who, like, is generally just looked at positively.
Yeah.
The only other, I can't really think of many, I don't think. Do people actually hate Bret Hart? Is there people who despise Bret Hart?
I think there are people that don't like his personality.
Yeah.
Like, because he's, like, and I mean outside of the ring.
Piper was beloved by a lot of people, mostly.
He was also hated by a lot of people.
This actually is also true. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Gold, maybe, you know what? Gold, this is that alone.
You gotta look at it, like, today. Like, do people still hate Piper? Like, man, that fuck, like,
what? Nowadays, no. It'd be in poor taste to hate Piper.
Yeah.
I think.
Don't look at it at the time, because it's like, at the time, you're like, oh, man, that Goldust. It's like, yeah, like, you know, like, that's, those are the kind of people that, yeah, like, that are going to hate him because it's like, they're ignorant or they're
but
afraid
again,
of something.
Because, did they hate him, but because, like, his gimmick of dressed in gold and stuff, he didn't actually seem like something you could hate. I don't know. I mean, I
watched the video. There are people that are clearly booing
this
guy
for his. All right, well. Yeah, I think since time has marched on.
Yeah, you got to look at it from, like, today's perspective.
We don't have a time machine. We can't actually travel back in time.
No,
I mean we can, but we don't want to tell you. So, anyways, here's what the internet thinks. I created a thread on ASP on 4chan. It's the alternative sports board,
mm-hmm,
where people talk about wrestling. So I decided, you know what, I am going to make a thread about Goldust. I'm going to see if anyone bites. If they didn't, I was going to go to YouTube, which was going to be hell, because, as we know, YouTube comments are hell. So, what do they think? And 4chan, for as much as it gets talked down, they have a lot of, like, smart wrestling fans who, like, know the history of wrestling. And
yeah.
The wrestling fans in there are a lot better than you might find on, like,
YouTube,
Reddit or other places where it's just nothing but,
fuck you, John Cena. John Cena's great. Fuck John Cena.
Like,
the wrestling subreddit's not bad.
But it's full of smarks. Like, annoying smarks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but that's everywhere. Really.
Explain if people don't know what
this is. It's kind of, at this point, it's kind of hard to really define, but I'll say that, like the smarks are the guys that, like, read the dirt sheets, and they want to read more about, you know, a person's history before WWE.
And they ruin the magic, and
yeah, kind of, and it's like, you know, oh, I'm going to read spoilers to see who's debuting tonight. Like, that, you know.
Yeah, and also, it's like, if you get excited about something, it's just like, well, you know, in real life, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's like, god damn it. Fuck.
You're encountering that less and less now, but it's like,
I know Doink isn't actually a clown. I know he's a man,
yeah,
who just puts it, he's,
yeah,
dead, isn't he?
Well, there are many Doinks.
What are you telling me right now?
There's more than one.
Don't know that we're stopping that conversation.
Okay.
That's.
But yeah, and the marks are the people that kind of just.
I want you to know, you just upset me.
Yeah.
Like, I actually feel betrayed right now.
There are many. There are people that that just don't really read anything, and they kind of just let the product.
Were there really multiple people who played Doink?
Yeah. The real one's dead, though.
What do you mean the real one? There's no real one. It's like Ronald McDonald. This is depressing. I thought Doink was an actual.
I think there's like three.
That's still depressing. It's not. There's no actual The Doink.
Well, The Doink died, and then they replaced him because he was dead already.
I don't like this.
Okay.
I don't like this at all. Were there multiple Dinks too?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah. Remember, he had a bunch of
smark. You're a smark. That's okay. What you are.
Again, like I'm saying, a mark wouldn't have known that.
I admit I am mostly a mark when it comes to wrestling.
But you're willing to at least read up on shit.
Yeah.
Anyways,
okay.
What does 4chan think?
You just changed everything. Okay, so first comment, Brady good. So we're off to a good start.
All right.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. I've always liked him. When Stardust showed up, I got excited. But they never really did anything with that gimmick. Anyway, I like his Darth Maul face paint the best.
Okay.
It looks cool. I like his... Yeah. His, I mean, it's not completely Darth Maul, but it's inspired, you could tell.
Yeah.
He doesn't act like Darth Maul.
No.
Which is... It's not like when Sting actually
you don't imitate the thing that you're dressing up
like. Because then it looks like copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a tribute, that's all.
Okay, so I like him, but I like RVD better. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Did him and RVD ever have beef?
Apparently they were feuding in WWE for a bit, but I don't really know the context.
I hated RVD so much.
Rob Van Dam?
I just did not like
him. My favorite thing I saw last week was a tweet that someone asked. I was like, you know, ask me anything. You know, I'm Rob Van Dam on Twitter, ask me anything. And someone says, what does the RVD stand for? And he says, Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, there's something about RVD. It might have been his haircut. And the fact that his ass was always sweaty for some reason.
He's always high. So.
Dude, his... Like, whenever he was wrestling, by the end of the match, it looked like he sat in water. Like, it was horrible. Anyways.
Don't tell me this.
Next comment. Based.
Okay. Which to people who don't know, based means very good.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think he was ever as bizarre as he was promoted, except when he was... Tafka Gold Dust, I guess. Okay, what does that mean? I saw it appear a lot.
What is it?
TAFKA.
Oh, the artist formerly known as.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Now I know what that means, because I saw it pop up at a lot of places. Needs to go back to wearing the wig and being a cross-dresser. Does he not wear the wig at all anymore?
Nah.
Aww. I like the wig.
Yeah.
I mean, he should wear the wig.
Awesome. Sometimes he does. Like, I think in that Orton match, I was talking about he did wear that, but it was like...
He'd always toss his hair.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a good wig. Okay. So this is a kind of a conversation. The fact that he's a super redneck outside of the ring and yet somehow played the Goldust gimmick to perfection boggles the mind, to which someone responds, his entire family is insane and crazy people are good at acting. To which another person responded to the first initial question, to the statement, he's part of the Rhodes family. No one knows more about wrestling than them. He know all about how to make a gimmick work. From my own non-expert point of view, it comes down to one key factor: commitment. If you are fully committed to a gimmick, even a seemingly shitty one, you have a much better chance of it getting it over.
Yeah, and I've seen that with other wrestlers too that don't seem comfortable with it, and other people said it's all very about,
when you
into
believe,
it.
When you believe in your gimmick, other people will believe in your gimmick. Like if you're playing it half-assed, then no one's
gonna give a shit.
Yeah. Okay. Why has the Intercontinental title not been put on him in a while? To which someone responds, he doesn't want titles unless they elevate the younger guys. Hence why he mostly kicks around in the tag team division so he can try and make his partners and opponents look good. To which another response to that is, I would still love it if Goldie got one more run with a strap, just as a send-off. Give him a solid title run in his final year, then let him put over a younger guy to finish his career.
Yeah.
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah. If it serves to help people in the long run, then yeah.
That would be kind of awesome if his last...
And, you know, you're paying respect to a guy that, you know, has been around... Almost as long as, like, The Undertaker.
And again, he's part of the Rhodes legacy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is important to wrestling. I mean, because like you said, there's not many legacies left.
Yeah.
Because I think...
I mean, besides, like, The Rock's, like, giant fucking family, they're, like...
I think a big part of the whole legacy aspect in wrestling, at least, is because wrestlers nowadays kind of tell their children, like...
Don't do it.
Yeah, you don't want to get cauliflower ear and nutsack forehead.
No, which the American dream is very prominent nutsack for it.
Oh, yeah. What? How did that happen?
He just blades too much.
That was his forehead like collapsed on itself.
Yeah.
All right. It would be cool if he would get back to the artist formerly known as Goldust and get one more title run, or be a manager of Stardust, and he could. And he could get a USA title. USA title.
United States Championship?
That's a title?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Give it to Kalisto. Ryback really sucks since they can't do nothing with the title. No charisma. They are boring as fuck. That's why it was on WM pre-show match. Keck.
You're just saying a bunch of things that no one's going to understand.
Did all of this make sense to you?
It made sense to me.
So, Ryback, Kalisto are shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were a pre-show match.
Yeah.
Even though it was for a title.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, and, you know...
Ryback is still around?
Yeah.
Jesus. Why?
I don't know.
I knew he was a black hole of charisma back then.
He got interesting when he started, like, just trolling fans and making tweets and deleting them and shit.
I remember both Ryback and Rhino I really hated.
That's a good tag team.
That'd be the worst tag team ever. I'm Rhino, I just spear people. That's all he ever did. He speared people. Or he charged them, or whatever they were trying to call it.
Gore.
Gore?
Yeah.
That's horrible. Alright. I want him as WWE champ.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
This seems to be a thing people really want. And it's Goldust. They want him as champ. Only really got into him because he was Booker's sidekick. Other than that, he has always been a solid mid-carder.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. You know what? I think that's what leads to his status, is everyone kind of being okay with him. He's a mid-carder. He's not... He doesn't try to be the champ. He doesn't, like...
He's not, like burying people.
I want to say the wrestlers who are usually in the middle are the ones who go over, the most well.
Yeah, because there's more of them. Like, that's who you're going to see more often on TV, is
and
these guys.
It's not just that. It's, yeah. Like, when you have your champs these days, they're all kind of annoying, or, like...
They're annoying because it's, like if... And this is the whole smark thing, is that... People read up on this and say, oh, they're going to put this on this guy because Vince likes this guy. And then that pisses people off because it's like we want our guy that has been on the indie scene for, 10 years, dedicating his life to it, to really be the guy, not some guy who, you know, didn't have a strong football career, so he came to wrestle. Like, that's what pisses people off. So it's like, you know.
Well, the internet has pretty much made it,
It's kind of made it impossible for you to get over if you don't really have charisma.
You can't have the mystique of the gimmick. The mystique of the gimmick doesn't work as much anymore because...
People just like to see it being performed.
Well, it's like in the old days when Hacksaw Jim Duggan and the Iron Sheik hung out that one time and everyone took pictures of it.
Yeah.
And it's in the Iron Sheik's documentary, they talk about it. It kind of killed a lot of the momentum that was going on for both of them. And everyone was like, wait a minute, what? Well, no, but the Iron Sheik's evil.
Yeah, exactly.
He is really an Iron Sheik.
Yeah, he's made out of steel and titanium, and he's an evil man from Iran.
Yeah, and when you find out that it's kind of just these dudes actually do like each other for the most part, it's kind of like, wait, what? I thought they were really mortal enemies.
Yeah.
I thought Stone Cold and Vince really hated each other.
Yeah, I mean...
that comes with the territory. It's like finding out Santa Claus isn't real, or that there were multiple dunks.
I did see an article that said that wrestlers are basically Santa Claus.
Yeah.
They bring joy and happiness to people, but you know, when you learn more about it, it's like you could still appreciate the fact that Santa's not real.
Although it's been positive for me in one aspect, John Cena. While I hate him as a wrestler,
the
dude in real life is a great guy.
Yeah.
Like
we'll get more into that later, but yeah, he's done a lot for children. And
not just that, he's all around a good dude.
In general, yeah.
Which is interesting when you find out that these people can actually be really awesome. Okay, so what a great guy.
Okay. I feel like we're just talking about John Cena now.
Oh, God.
Imagine all these, but they're talking about John Cena.
He better not retire before giving up the secret location to the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah.
Seriously, motherfucker, when I saw him again, I was like, oh my God, he's 20 years younger.
Yeah.
And at first I thought, is someone else wearing the makeup? But
that's him.
Goldust promos are absolutely hilarious. He's definitely underrated.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say he's pretty underrated. I mean...
Well, it's one of those things where it's you don't appreciate the person until they're gone or something.
Also, I don't think the general public really knows who Goldust is or have heard of him.
No. You do, and I think that's with a lot of wrestlers nowadays. They don't have instantaneous recognizability.
Unless John Cena does.
Yeah.
One, in part, because, he's the most popular wrestler there.
Undertaker kind of does.
Well, there's the names, the big names, Hulk Hogan's. Everyone knows Hulk Hogan's. Everyone knows Undertaker. The Rock. Stone Cold.
Yeah.
I
think that's really about it in terms of
There's probably a few more that we're not mentioning, but Goldust, the only way is hey, you remember like a this is someone who, if they even watched wrestling,
yeah,
he had like gold face paint and wore a wig, and they might be going, yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah.
But to the average person, yeah, Goldust, he's pretty underrated. Part of me wishes he would be as iconic as The Undertaker. Just because I think his gimmick is so fucking awesome.
Yeah. And his music, and we haven't even talked about
this. Oh, his music's great, which they'll have heard. But yeah, great. He's a great theme.
Yeah.
And they haven't updated it at all.
They just changed the instruments to it.
They didn't add any funky flow raps.
No.
So,
or they didn't have Disturbed sing it, no. That's another part of that era of wrestling that you were talking about. They just get like a bunch of like new metal in
there. It seems like it'd been so, because it's gold, and they could have wrapped the hell out of that, and it would have been embarrassing, but they didn't, and thank you.
All they do is change the instruments every now and then, and that's it.
All right. I think for somebody that has been in the business as long as him, he deserves one last decent title run. I've always thought that he was entertaining in the ring and pretty good on the mic. First time I ever saw Dustin Rhodes was at a WCW house show. He tagged with Barry Windham against the Flying Brian Pillman and Heavy Metal Van Hammer. Brian Pillman's dead, I believe.
Yes, he is. Rest in peace.
Is Van Hammer even...
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, okay. And Barry Windham.
I think he might be dead. No. No. Blackjack Mulligan passed away.
Everyone's dying. Yeah. Oh, Balls Mahoney recently died.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And that, Axel Rotten or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Died in a McDonald's.
ECW rest. People are dying.
That makes sense, though. Because, like, those guys, like, legit, like, went through, like, murder just to put smiles on angry people.
Yet Paul Heyman still lives.
Yeah.
Does he got a ponytail still?
No, he cut it off.
Oh, well, finally. About damn time.
You didn't like the ponytail?
Come on. He's an 80s bad guy.
With a big cell phone?
Yes.
No, he had one of those.
Oh, my God. He looked like he belonged in the Steven Seagal movie. Okay. So
he looked like Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal now. Well, now Steven Seagal has like spray painted on facial hair. It looks like.
So he's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the last one, and it's kind of a long one, but I think it's pretty good. He's one of the best workers ever. I'm an old person, so I vaguely remember his run all the way back in 1990 when he was Dustin Rhodes in the WWF.
Okay.
I was 7 or 8 at the time. Just to put that shit in perspective, the guy debuted in WWE 26 fucking years ago. The Goldust gimmick was getting white hot, and he invested a lot into it, but most know the religious neurotic nut jobs got wind of it and started whining that it was too gay. So, okay, so yeah.
That was...
The religious right didn't like it. Okay.
Yeah.
The goal,
and there's people in general who just like, they don't like it.
I want my wrestling manly. I want them oiled up pecs rubbing against each other. Yeah. I don't want it any farther than that. Don't take it any farther than that.
Yes,
then it's porn apparently.
It wasn't. I don't know why I continued doing that voice. It wasn't the blood, chair shots, vulgarity, softcore porn content, or any other myriad thing that defined the Attitude Era. The thing that finally tipped the Christian right over the edge was a guy in a wig. From there, his gimmick was cooled down, and he was also going through a bunch of addiction problems. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's pretty clean now.
Well, what was he addicted to?
It's just probably some form of drugs, I guess.
Painkillers?
Yeah.
Wrestler's cocktail, usually.
Essentially, it's like some form of alcohol.
You know what's interesting? You never see wrestlers addicted to like heroin or anything.
Yeah,
it's usually
there are some, but yeah, it's
rarer.
It's usually the stuff that's over the counter stuff that you can
and
get.
it's usually stuff to dull pain
mm-hmm.
because I mean their bodies are being physically hurt constantly. Yeah. Okay, I couldn't believe when he came back for his run in the WWE and he was in such amazing shape. He's a fucking good wrestler as well. Something he doesn't get enough credit for. So yeah, you ask me, Goldust is pretty damn based.
All right. And you know what? Goldust is awesome. And I think it was working on this kind of made me realize, I've always liked him, but I never had, a ton of crazy positive things to say about
but
him.
But when
you look at everything right now, it's like, holy
It's God. One of those things where, unless you really examine the situation, you don't realize how much you like a character, a wrestler, an actor, whatever it is. Goldust kind of is. It's weird to say he's kind of a that guy of wrestling.
Yeah,
like how there's actors who are like that guy.
Every time he'll show up on screen, like cause, you know when they do cutaway segments and like, he always gets like a nice little pop from the crowd. Like, it's Goldust.
You can't
he's like your funny uncle. He's awesome, man. You know, to anyone out there who's all like weird about Goldust being wig, it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Obscure Gentleman fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.